With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A former prosecutor says Fani Willis laid the groundwork for prosecuting former President Trump before she even took office.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan Monday released a transcript of closed-door testimony from Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor hired by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to help manage her office's Donald Trump election interference case before coming under scrutiny for his romantic and financial relationship with Willis. Wade testified that Willis was planning to prosecute Donald Trump and began discussing a search committee to find a special prosecutor to investigate the former president prior to assuming office in January 2021. Wade served on that search committee, which was instated on day one of Willis's term on January 2021. After an unsuccessful search, Wade was ultimately invited to assume the role himself, which he claimed he reluctantly accepted. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Mike Jeffries and two associates being charged with running a sex trafficking ring in New York City. Federal prosecutors say Jeffries and his boyfriend, Matthew Smith, employed James Jacobson to recruit young aspiring male models who were flown to sex parties at Jeffries and Smith's New York City and Hamptons homes. Also at SRNnews.com, Denny's is closing 150 of its restaurants.
The company says it's closing about 10% of its lowest performing restaurants in an attempt to turn around the brand's flagging sales. About half of the closures will occur this year, with the rest happening in 2025. Denny's Chief Global Development Officer Stephen Dunn says in some cases the restaurants are no longer in good locations. He says other locations saw traffic shifts during the pandemic that have yet to reverse. On Tuesday, Denny's reported its fifth straight quarter of year-over-year declines in same-store sales. Those are sales at locations open at least a year. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. Michelle Obama is teaming up with drag queens.
The former First Lady has a voter mobilization group called When We All Vote, and it's trying to get Democrats to the polls in November. Lately, it's been throwing parties to encourage early voting in various states, and several of them feature men dressed as women dancing and performing for the crowd. When We All Vote has also teamed up with Drag Out the Vote, a drag queen group that seeks to get LGBT individuals to cast their votes for Kamala Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats pushed to get a constitutional amendment on New York's ballot this November because they believed it could energize liberals eager to promote abortion. Republicans now hoping the same amendment will ignite a fire under people upset about guys taking part in girls' and women's sports. The broad language of the state's proposed equal rights amendment has been at the center of court fights. This is SRN News. General Motors is losing money in China, but it says its U.S. business is holding steady.
General Motors is posting $3 billion in net profits last quarter. That's slightly less than it made a year ago. GM says overall sales in the U.S. market were down 2.2% for that quarter, mostly because of a drop in sales from large fleet buyers. GM says sales to individuals were up 3%, with the average U.S. vehicle sales price a little more than $49,000. GM's joint venture in China lost $137 million. I'm Donna Water.
SeatGeek is reporting the least expensive ticket for Game 1 at Dodger Stadium on Friday, $1,034. Seats behind home plate for Game 1 selling for $15,000 to $20,000. And the cheapest ticket for Game 2 is just over $1,200. More details at srnnews.com.